1934. A night fog enshrouds London's Croydon Airfield. On the ground, a large crowd is gathered, its eyes anxiously searching the western sky for a lone plane. Newspapermen jostle ordinary citizens, and London's bobbies busily struggle to keep the throng away from the tarmac.
I say, I haven't seen the airport this crowded in years. Why all the watchful waiting?
Joe, don't you read the sheets?
Newspapers? No, Rex Maples don't have to read.
Well, Maples, if you did, you'd know who's coming in today.
Somebody special, eh?
I'll say. You ever hear of the Yankee they call the Man of Bronze?
No.
Well, he's a giant of a chap, with skin and hair the color of metal. That's why they call him the Man of Bronze. And he's got peculiar eyes, golden eyes, they say, with specks in them so they appear to swirl hypnotically. They say no living man has greater strength.
Never heard of him.
Well, this bronze man is one of the world's greatest surgeons. And he's made scientific discoveries your children will read about one day. And his work in aviation...
How many blokes are you telling me about?
One, of course.
I think you're joshing me.
Listen, a few weeks ago, there was a revolution in Kovin, in the Balkans. This Yankee put a stop to it, single-handed. Now he's on his way back to America. His plane's expected any minute. Understand he designed it himself.
What's this bronze man's business?
Well, evidently he travels around the world aiding those who need his help.
Soldier of fortune, eh? Charges plenty our wages.
On the contrary, he doesn't accept fees. Deuced wealthy, I hear.
I say, if I was in a jam and went to the bronze bloke, would he help me?
They say if he thinks you're deserving enough, he'll do just that.
What's his name?
Clark Savage Jr. is his real name, but everyone knows him as Doc Savage.
Here comes Monk Mayfair, the ape-like chemist.
Gracious!
Ham Brooks, the sword-wielding lawyer.
Take that!
Rennie Renwick, the two-fisted engineer.
Holy cow!
Long Tom Roberts, the adventurous electrical genius.
Pipe down, you guys.
Johnny Littlejohn, the fighting archaeologist.
I'll be super amalgamated.
And their leader, the greatest adventure hero of the 1930s, the Man of Bronze, Doc Savage. The Variety Arts Radio Theater, by special arrangement with Condé Nast Publications, presents The Adventures of Doc Savage, a new series of radio adventures based on the novels by Lester Dent. Today, The Black Stick, Chapter 1 of the amazing story, The Thousand-Headed Man.
The plane! There it is!
Doc Savage!
Well, Maples, here she comes.
There he is! There
you are, Maples. That's Doc Savage.
Sir, he's the first celebrity I ever saw look as big as his reputation.
Say, Savage, how about a statement for the press?
There ain't no interview. We don't go in.
Hey, who are those five odd-looking blokes?
Now, they must be Doc Savage's five assistants.
Oh, he don't work alone, then?
No. But each of those men is a famous scientist in his own right. The short one in front is Monk Mayfair, the famous chemist.
Chemist? He looks like a bleeding ape.
Don't let that fool you. Behind him is Ham Brooks, the tall, well-dressed chap. A lawyer, he is. Then the big bloke with the huge fist and sad expression is Rennie Renwick, an engineer. The tall, thin one with the longish hair and monocle on his lapel must be Professor William Harper Littlejohn, the archaeologist. Johnny, they call him. That would make the last chap Long Tom Roberts. They say he's an electrical wizard. So say, where are you going, Maples?
I've got to get this to Doc Savage.
What is that in your hand? Looks like a licorice stick.
Never mind. I must get it to Savage.
Well, you'll never get through this crowd.
Then give me some drawing room. Doc Savage!
Hey, Doc, somebody's calling you.
Savage! Texas! Savage!
Hey, good catch, Doc. Who threw that?
I didn't see, Monk. Wait, listen.
Savage! That stick is important! Hold on to it! I'll explain later at your hotel!
I don't see who's yelling. This crowd's too thick.
Probably why he didn't try to give it to me personally. Don't recognize this object. Looks like a short length of rolled rubber. But it isn't rubber. It's a material I don't recognize.
He said it was important.
Yes, Ham, he did. Well, let's take him at his word and see if he shows up at our hotel. All right, let us through, please.
So, yes.
I'm Maples. I want to see that heathen Malay, Sengat.
So, very sorry. No catchy such man at this place.
You tell Sengat I'm here, or you all same catchy hell.
You all same come alongside, big mistake. No Sengat.
No? Oh. We'll just drag you out of the way here.
A regular Oriental museum.
It smells like an incense factory.
It's got to be a serviceable weapon among these dragons, another heathen paraphernalia. Oh, that sword will do.
Now, for Sengat.
Stand still, Sengat.
You're still wearing golden protectors over those mandarin fingernails of yours. I'll make you look like a blasted spider. I'll put your hands up or this sword will do more than just nudge your stomach.
Well, not the thing.
Speak English, damn you!
Welcome, Rex Maple.
Welcome? Oh, sure I am. Now, let's just see how well healed you are. What's this? Only one automatic?
I was not expecting illustrious visitors.
Uh-huh. Ah.
What's this? A dagger.
That's more like you. Now, let's get down to business. You know what I want, and I know you've got it in a hidden safe somewhere in this smuggler's den of yours.
I am importer, not smuggler.
Call it what you like. Let's take a look in that safe.
Please do remove knife from belly first.
Nothing doing. Where's the safe?
Behind wall hanging. Please to follow. Right here.
Don't touch that tapestry. Let me. Okay, open it. And if that black key isn't inside, I'll probably kill you.
Safe. Now open.
I can see that. Pull out that oilskin pack.
Here you are, Maple.
Yeah. This is it. Just like the other one. Just a black stick to anyone who don't know what it is.
Yes. One of the three keys to the secret of the man with a thousand heads.
Indigo told you about that, huh?
Indigo told me everything. Indigo is quite faithful.
Indigo is all devil. He tortured me after he heard me talk in my sleep.
I'll wager Indigo learned all you knew.
Oh, yes. Indigo got it all. Everything about Calvin Copeland and his wife and the others and what happened to them in Indochina. I had to tell it.
A pitiful story.
Damn you! You don't care what happened to Copeland. You just want to get to the thousand-headed man.
You misjudge me.
Hey, step away from that tabaret and get your hands back in the air. That's better. Now, what were you up to, you heathen man?
Indigo, get him!
You sick of them! Oh!
He is outnumbered! Brain him! Brain him!
Search him, Indigo! He should have the other black stick. That will give us two. We can get the third from the Copeland girl later.
Not here. No black stick.
Then we'll make him talk. Awaken him. Throw some of that wine in his face.
Him wake up.
Blast you, Sengat. This ain't gonna do you any good.
No. Not even if Indigo is told to burn the tooth from your body as he did before.
What?
Maybe so you fella tongue come loose.
Indigo! Go heat a poker in the fireplace for Mr. Nathan.
No way. I can't stand to be burned again. Listen, you blokes are sunk. Torture won't help you get that black stick.
No,
Doc Savage has my black stick.
You gave your key to Doc Savage? Why?
Can't you guess? I wanted Savage's help. If any man in the world can save the Copeland expedition, he can. I happened to be at the airport when his plane come in. I threw the stick to him and said I'd meet him at his hotel later.
Now, you fella make straight talk.
He's telling the truth, Indigo. He's too afraid of being branded to lie.
Us fella come alongside, damn mess. Doc Savage's devil.
I have read of this amazing bronze man, too. He is not one to cross. The papers say he is staying at the Piccadilly House. He has taken the entire top floor for himself and his men. We must recover the two remaining sticks. Now, Indigo, take your men and split into two groups. One group will go to the Piccadilly House and get the black stick, which is in the hands of the bronze American. The other group will find Lucille Copeland and force her to hand over the third stick.
Where we find Missy Copeland?
Naples knows where she is, I'm sure. He'll be glad to tell us, even if he has to be coaxed to do so. Won't you, Maples? Hey, Doc. What's that buzzing?
That's Long Tom's metal detection device. He installed it at the head of the stairs leading to this floor to warn us of approaching visitors. Here, let me shut it off. From the intensity of that buzz, I'd say our visitor or visitors are carrying some sizable equipment.
Like a newspaper snoop with a camera.
Or men with guns.
Hey, maybe it's that guy who threw the stick at you when we were at the airport.
Perhaps.
What's all the commotion, Doc?
Somebody's paying us a visit, it looks like.
I asked Doc, not you, you hairy mistake of nature.
Listen, Shyster, why don't you just
Monk,
go
Ham, and... stop your quarreling. This is no time for another round in your perpetual feud.
Sorry, Doc.
Me too.
Where are the others?
Long Tom and Johnny are taking in the sights. Rennie's keeping an eye on the outer door in case a reporter barges in.
And Rennie got it. Hey, sounds like more than one other voice.
See if you can catch a glimpse of them through the connecting door, Monk.
Right. Three guys. They look like Indo-Chinese or Malay. I don't see no weapons on them.
They're probably hidden. Tell them I'm not here.
You want me to fib to them for you?
Nope. You'll be telling the truth. I'll be out on the window ledge.
Extraordinary. Doc said he'd be out on the ledge, but there's no ledge to speak of on this floor.
Doc's a regular human fly. If there's any cracks between the bricks, he'll be holding on to them.
I've known Doc for years, but his strength still manages to amaze me.
Well, while you're busy being flabbergasted, Shyster, I'll nosey out and see what our funny-looking guests are all about.
You fella Doc Savage?
No, I'm Rennie, Colonel John Renwick.
We lucky speaky Doc Savage.
Doc just left.
Doc Savage, him come back soon.
Maybe. What you want with him?
Doc Savage got black stick. Him very much valuable. We come to help watch his stick.
The black stick that was tossed to Doc at the airport? I had a hunch that meant trouble.
You say you come here to help us guard a black stick?
You catchy idea.
Well, what's this all about?
Black stick, him very much want by some fella.
By who?
Very sorry. No can tell. Boss man, he come to this place by and by. Maybe saw him talk to you, savvy?
Huh?
Doc Savage belong black stick?
You mean, has he got it?
Before we spill anything, you guys have got to tell us a story that means something. Who's supposed to have given his stick to Doc Savage?
Boss man.
What's his name?
No can tell.
What is this black stick anyway? Looks like rubber, but it isn't.
Very silly. No can tell.
And get no place fast. I don't know when Doc will be coming back, but give me a minute and I'll check. He might have left a note behind or something.
I heard most of what went on, Monk.
Good for you, fashion plate. I gotta check with Doc. Hey, Doc, you still out there?
Yes, Monk.
I ain't getting nothing out of him, Doc. Should I go ahead and scare him anyway?
Do that. Give him time to travel a little and then meet me in the lobby. Ham and Rennie are to stay here by the phone.
Gotcha. Sorry, boys. I can't find any message from Doc. No telling when he'll be back. What's that? Oh, that? Just my pet pig, habeas corpus. Got him in Arabia. He's a mighty special kind of pig. Knows all sorts of tricks. But it's a funny thing. The Arab I brought him from claimed habeas had the evil eye. And that awful things happened to guys whenever habeas looked at him. Of course, there ain't nothing to that story.
Pig, look here, this fella.
Oh, he's always sizing up folks like that.
All same as fella come back another time.
Have it your way.
Yeah, I think they were figuring on waiting for Doc until Habeas showed up.
I thought they might, so I signaled Habeas to follow me out and spun that yarn for him. Worked good, too.
Now what?
Well, Doc says for you and Ham to wait here while we tail that bunch to their boss. Keep an eye on Habeas, will you?
Holy cow. Not only am I going to miss out on some fun, but I get stuck with this pig, too.
Good thing we snagged this cab when we did, Doc. Them Malays or whatever they were had a car stashed around the corner of the hotel.
Yes. I saw the cab coming, so I climbed down the front of the hotel and hailed it.
Well, we're right behind them. Where are we, anyway?
This is the Shoreditch section of London. It's an old, run-down area, now inhabited by Asiatics for the most part. Chinese, Malays, and the like. Rather like a cosmopolitan limehouse, London's equivalent of Chinatown.
Yeah. Now that the rain's let up, I can see sidewalk vendors hawking food and stuff. What a smell. Must come from all that food being outside.
Wait a minute. The other car seems to be slowing down.
Yeah. They're stopping in front of that quiet-looking place up ahead.
Driver, turn the next corner. We're getting out. Thank you. That's all?
So far, so good. Shall we go in and roust them?
No, Monk. Let's reconnoiter first. There's no sense barging in and ruining our advantage. First, we'll make sure there's nobody in front of the house.
What's that you pulled out of your vest?
Collapsible periscope to see around the corner.
See anything?
There appear to be no guards posted. Follow me.
There's an open window.
Yes. Get down. I'll check out the room with the periscope. Room appears to be empty. Come on, through the window.
Phew. Incense. An oriental junk.
There are voices coming from the other side of that door. Let's get closer.
Back so soon? Let me have the black key.
Very sorry.
Papa Sal, why did you not get it?
Us fella coming outside, evil eye.
I don't understand. Did you see Savage?
Savage fella, not there. Black stick not there. Fella with pig told us so. People same have evil eye. Us fella leave.
I told them Habeas had the evil eye. That sent him running.
Good. Listen to the one whose English is more cultured. He's evidently the leader.
You lie nothing. You were tricked. Savage's men must have thought they could get rid of us by frightening you away. They were mistaken. We may need all three of those black keys when we reach that foul, fun-headed man. But we will get them. Indigo and the others are no doubt having more success in their quest for the third key. In the meantime, you look, perhaps a little wine will cheer you up. You! Go get the bottle of wine we opened yesterday in the next room.
Doc! He's coming in here!
Yes, there's the wine on that tabaret. Get into the closet, Monk. I'm going to try something.
Whew! I didn't think he'd get back to this closet in time.
Quiet. Shh. Give him time to get the wine and take it back to the others. All right. Come on.
Sounds like they're getting ready for a toast.
Who are securing the three black keys?
Doc? I don't get it.
Shh. Wait a moment. That should do it. Come on.
Blazes! They're out cold. What'd you do to them?
I poured a small vial of liquid anesthetic into the wine bottle. Had it in my equipment vest.
Well, it sure did the trick.
Let's find the leader.
Probably this one. He's the only one I don't recognize from the bunch at the hotel. Say, look at his fingernails.
Yes, he's wearing solid gold finger caps. Among certain merchant classes in the Orient, long fingernails are a sign of wealth. The luxury of avoiding work with one's hands.
Well, this guy sure ain't done any work in a long time. These nails are so long, they're curved up into talons. Must be 6 inches long.
Which is why he wears the gold protectors. Keep them from chipping or breaking.
Well, now that we got them, what do we do with them?
I think we'll question the leader with some truth serum I have with me. Put him on that couch while I prepare the syringe.
Okay. Whew, this bird's heavier than he looks. Must be the dang fingernails.
Roll up his sleeve.
All set.
There. The truth serum should take effect almost instantly. He'll remain unconscious, but he'll be able to hear us and answer our questions. We'll test his reactions by asking his name. What is your name?
Name Sengat.
Never heard of him.
Tell me about the black sticks, Sengat. What are they?
Black sticks. Keys.
Keys to what?
Keys to mystery.
What mystery?
Mystery of thousand-headed man.
Blazes!
What is the thousand-headed man?
Legend in my country.
Tell me about the legend, Sengat.
100 years ago, deep in heart of jungle, Indochina, a large city occupied by prosperous, happy people, very learned.
Go on.
One day, something walked into the city. Something horrible. So horrible, every man, woman, child fled. Never returned.
The city was abandoned?
Stands to this day in jungle. No one knows where. Just as built. But legends tell of one who remained.
One man left in the city.
One left. Thousand-headed man.
This is giving me the creeps, Doc. Could he be telling the truth?
Why are the three black sticks called keys to the thousand-headed man?
For centuries. All who go near thousand-headed man die. Keys may be charmed, ward off death. With much money, must get keys. My man gets the third.
Who has the third key?
Indigo, and my man, by now.
What do you mean, by now?
Indigo went to Lucille Copeland. Girl has the key. Give it to Maples. Maples. With Indigo.
Maples? Who the blazes is Maples?
Could I help the girl if I went to her now?
Maybe.
What is her address?
Regent's Park, number 90, Wallabout Street.
We'd better move fast, Doc.
Right, but we'd first better tie up Sengat and his men. They won't be unconscious more than an hour or so.
Those wall hangings should make dandy rope.
Good enough, Monk. Then we have to hurry. Lucille Copeland's life is unquestionably in danger.
Will Doc and Monk arrive in time to save Lucille Copeland and the black stick in her possession? And what are the mysterious sticks that Sengat calls keys? Don't miss Three Black Sticks, Chapter 2 of The Thousand-Headed Man, next time on The Adventures of Doc Savage. The Thousand-Headed Man was written by Lester Dent and adapted for radio by Will Murray. Featured in the cast were Daniel Chodos, Robert Towers, Bill Ratner, Bob Farley, Art Dutch, Michael McConaughey, Douglas Kohler, and William Irwin. Also heard were Glenn Shannix, Scott McKenna, and Bob Lyons. Sound effects were created by David Surtees, assisted by Jerry Williams. Production assistance by Samantha Kimmel and Doris Christie. Engineering by Denny King. Adventures of Doc Savage is produced and directed by Roger Rittner and is a presentation of the Variety Arts Radio Theater.